brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Now into hour number three. Oh, a bunch of other news coming up. President Brzezinski says airstrike on Iran could merit the impeachment of President Bush. Bill forbids mandatory microchip implants in animals, AP. Survey Americans uncomfortable with new surveillance technologies. Big Brother checks on parked cars. A bunch of news on that. Still ridiculing people who talk about forced microchip implants. An article by Steve Watson that's excellent. Really scary report out of Texas. Texas training pamphlet. Nice guys who wear Levi's and travel with children are likely terrorists. That's out of the actual manual. Heck, where is that manual? He brought that in here earlier and put it on my desk. There it is. And I want to remember Ukraine, too, and the Chernobyl disaster of 20 years ago and liken it to the DU today. But right now, let's go to Kim in Texas. Go ahead, Kim.
Hey, Alex. You said something earlier about aspartame that was really actually reassuring to me because I stopped consuming aspartame about 2 months ago, and I could have swore that I was having withdrawals, and you said something about it being addicting.
Yeah, are you on a cordless phone?
Yeah, I am, actually.
Can you get closer to the base?
Yeah, I can. Is that better?
Not really. It sounds like you're talking to us through 10 feet of water, but that's okay.
Okay. Yes.
It's an addictive neurotoxin. Many poisons are addictive, and that's scientifically proven by medical doctors and major studies. That's why they push it. And yes, you have. My mother finally went off of it a few months ago, and she had extreme withdrawals.
Well, yeah, I had headaches, nausea. I was just achy. I couldn't figure out what was wrong with me. Fatigue, and that was the only thing I could, you know, pinpointed on, and I wasn't sure, and then you actually just said something earlier about that, so it kind of makes sense now, because it was just cold turkey. I just threw it out. I said no more, and so.
Well, you got to watch out, because most processed foods have it now.
Yeah, I was going to say
hot dogs, bologna, chips.
You can actually go, and there are lists on websites that show what all has it in there. So.
Yeah, now they call it artificial flavor or natural flavor.
Right, exactly. And then I also wanted to say something else about illegal immigration real quick. My family came here, you know, about 100 years ago. They immigrated here. And when they came here, they wanted to assimilate. They didn't walk around wearing shirts that said, we came, we saw, we conquered. I see shirts like that, you know, here in Texas.
Oh, Bob, believe me, I know, ma'am.
And so, I mean, and, you know, my grandparents and my parents were not allowed to speak German. They had to speak English.
Well, I mean, they conquered what? They're going to be slaves like they are in Mexico. They're trying to bring down a free country. They
exactly.
Work for the globalists openly.
Yes, I know. So I just want people out there to know that, you know, I know that there are a lot of illegal immigrants all over the United States.
What do you
now,
say to these people when they're wearing shirts that say, this is Mexico, or we came, we saw, we conquered?
Well, you know, I'm usually with my children. We're at an amusement park or something, so I can't really get into a confrontation with anybody. But, you know, I don't usually say anything to them. I say something to whoever I'm with.
Well, when I see it, I go, man, you're really fooled by the New World Order. You know, they're staging all of this. That's why people have been slaves in Mexico for thousands of years. You've never gotten out of slavery, and you won't now because you won't figure it out.
You're right, Alex. I'll have to remember that next time.
Well, maybe it's best when you're a nice little lady with your children not to do it.
So, yeah, you know. And the other reason is that they get very defensive about it, I've noticed.
Well, the media is trying to cover this up. See, the media, again, the big corporate media, is desperately trying to hide the fact that it's just vicious anti-Americanism. But you know what? They can't unring that bell. The truth is out.
And you know what else, Alex? They teach our public school teachers that we're all going to be brown. There will not be any more blue.
No, I was taught in anthropology and psychology they would just announce, here is a picture of a person in 100 years. Being white is bad. Everyone will mix. You will look like this.
That's right. That's what they're teaching our kids.
No, they sit there and racially teach your children they're bad if they're white in public school. And again, this is run by our government to just simply destroy any culture.
Thanks, Alex.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, we have people saying, you will assimilate, we will kill you, ha ha ha. And we're supposed to go, oh yes, kill me, I love you, kill me, kill me.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain?
Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey folks, this is Ted Anderson. You've all heard me on the radio talking about the importance of investing in precious metals. I feel it's time for me to talk about the importance of investing in your health. I was presented with the opportunity to try TriVibes from TriVortex. I was a bit hesitant of the idea of absorbing vitamins by wearing them rather than ingesting them. After conducting one of the tests found at TriVortex.com, I was convinced that the product might actually work. I now wear my TriVibes bands daily, and I'm feeling better than ever. Not only physically, but also mentally. TriVortex also offers amazingly beneficial and beautiful jewelry worn by the women around the office daily. TriVortex is amazing. Don't take my word for it. Try TriVortex yourself and have fun and learn with the test found on TriVortex.com. That's TriVortex.com. Or call my friend Brian at 619-884-1455. That's 619-884-1455.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
There's an extremely important article posted on the main page of PrisonPlanet.com right now concerning terrorism, what the public needs to know. Texas Department of Public Safety criminal law enforcement pamphlet. Hundreds of thousands of these have been given out in Texas. It says people using cell phones, people with children, people who are wearing Levi's, people who are nice to the police. It says friendly to the police. People at any demonstration or rally or who have websites or newspapers, public rallies, demonstrations, private meetings sponsored by support groups, open meetings, closed meetings. It says trained to avoid confrontations with law enforcement and therefore can be expected to project a nice guy image. It says these are, quote, signs of terrorism if you have suspicions. And it lists here, what do they call them, pre-incident indicators. Now, this is out of Texas. Then we have the thing that's 6 years old. Out of Phoenix, put out by the FBI Joint Task Force, and it says those that make frequent references to the U.S. Constitution, exact quote, make numerous references to the U.S. Constitution, and it mentions gun owners, people that criticize the United Nations, people that criticize the Federal Reserve. These are quotes. Then we have the new Virginia training manual that goes further and says property rights activists. We have other manuals that say all homeschoolers, all Christians. You could not make this up in an Outer Limits Twilight Zone episode. And Homeland Security admittedly has gone out to churches nationwide asking them to, quote, surveil their members, the flock, to look for anyone criticizing the government in their ranks. They want the preachers to enroll with them and get federal money, which is unconstitutional. Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. It's all going on. Now they're going to they've charged this poor Chinese doctor, this American woman who's Chinese, who's a organ transplanted physician, who confronted WHO last week, are charging her with intimidating a foreign official under a terrorism clause. They're arresting people who peacefully demonstrate. They won't let us in Austin or anywhere else now demonstrate. They make you go to a baseball field hundreds of yards or in some cases miles away where no one can hear from you. At every level, they're butchering this country's sovereignty. Then the media pushes the illegal aliens to demonstrate. Their companies tell them, oh, hey, you can get off today to go protest. It's a total breakdown of our society. And joining us is Pastor Butch Paugh, who has produced a new film, The Beast Exposed, that, by the way, we carry at Infowars.com. He's got another big meeting and seminar conference coming up. Pastor Butch, good to have you here with us.
Thank you, Alex. It's always an honor and a privilege to be with you. I really enjoy your program. I'm amazed at the things you talk about that are being confirmed today that you talked about years ago, and I myself also on radio is being confirmed today 10 and 12 years later. And the last seminar we did that you carry, Exposing the Beast seminar on what's happening in society, the tracking, the marking, the mind control is all on that tape. And I just sit back and listen to you talk and think, this is phenomenal. I mean, it's almost prophetic what you're saying is coming to pass. And I'm astounded at the ignorance of the people in this country as a whole that can't see these things when there's obvious this elephant in your front room.
Well, Pastor Butch, for those that don't know who you are or haven't heard your show, it's on from 8 to 9 Central here on the GCN Radio Network and heard on 96.3 every night here in Austin. But I wanted to just, of course, you were in covert operations in Vietnam, in Cambodia. We can't say any more about that. You're a family man, a grandparent, and, of course, you're a pastor, but you also don't take a bunch of money from your members. You go and work a full-time job every day, just like Paul did. And, Pastor Butch Paul, we are honored to have you with us today. I wanted you, because I've heard your show lately, you've been getting into how they're coming into the churches. We've confirmed this.
Yes.
And trying to take them over. I mean, we are becoming China.
Absolutely. And by the way, the folks who want to listen to shortwave, I'm on 3.215 every night, 2 at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern, and on several AM/FM stations on our website, pastorbutch.com. But you're right on. I have we'll say the inside source from a pastor in Ohio who was selected by our creator to be one of the pastors called up by FEMA to serve FEMA. Now, folks, we're not making this up. This is a fact. I can guarantee this is true. The pastors, this is all on our website, pastorbutch.com. The pastors in Ohio and other states too, but with this, Ohio is our main focus because we have someone there working with them on the inside.
And by the way, the reason I know his particular claims are true is they don't give us all the details, but I know what FEMA does at other similar meetings, and they've said, quote, in the future for disaster and civil emergency, that the churches are going to be and the schools the center of this, so we know there's a program. Now we've learned what's happening behind closed doors.
Well, we do know that they're going out to the pastors, not only to the pastors, Alex, but also to the hairdressers, to the funeral parlors, anyone who's influenced in the community, to go to those people and ask them to influence the people to follow the rules of FEMA and government under disasters, whether it's, a natural disaster or a plague or another terrorist attack. But to go into the pastors and other people, leaders of the community, to ask them to be the front runners. For example, they said that they want to kill Farmer John's flock off because they say he has mad cow disease, he's herd off, and they're going to send the pastor in first to tell Farmer John to put up his shotgun and don't fight this because, after all, it's for his own good. Now, Alex, it goes beyond that.
They've admitted that they've hired 100,000 spies.
Yes.
I've had from Tennessee. I've had people on, their local volunteer coordinator, who's a top professor, a few months ago, and they admitted that literally this is the spy propaganda corps, and much of it is PR and propaganda.
The same thing Hitler did exactly. Now these pastors and other community leaders that are respected, hope, you know, we think so, at least in the churches or whatever, are going in to be the ones who will go before FEMA and try to pave the way for them to come in, and peace will be taken over the communities. And
the commissariat.
Exactly.
And this is a reverse of COINTELPRO. In the 60s and 70s, and these have now been declassified in the church hearings of 1977, they go and have files on every preacher. Who will work for them? Who will work against
them?
Anybody that can influence.
FEMA is excited, according to our sources, because of the response of the pastors has been overwhelmingly favorable for FEMA. Now, on top of that, folks, this is on our site. They take an oath. The pastors must take an oath to serve FEMA. Now, this is on there. I'm not just making this up. And also, they must have an ID card with their thumbprint and all the information on that that they have to show that they are with FEMA. And that they're legitimately trying to they're working with FEMA to go into the communities and
the government's got to do this. The government's got to do this before they launch martial law. And they're getting all their ducks in a row.
Now I've had a pastor on that's involved in this twice, and I had him on again on the 16th of May, the day after the next meeting they're going to have. For more information.
Well, Butch, can you give me his number? I want to get him on.
I certainly can. Off the air, you let me know, and I'll give it to you. I sure will. But this is so important, folks. This is so important. They're setting us up now for the final takedown on every level. Our meeting coming up on June the 3rd here in West Virginia, in Jet, West Virginia, I'm asking people, I'm begging people to come, Alex. I'm begging to come. We're doing as cheaply as possible. We have an all-day meeting plus a meal for $35. We're meeting for $20. It's an all-day meeting with speakers that are unbelievable, that are going to expose what's going on inside the powers that be. We're begging to come to see this because we're running out of time here. Either we get our eyes open now, or we're not going to get them open at all. We're going into the system so fast and so quickly. The fifth to last month, April, we are fighting the national ID card here in West Virginia, and I say we. I guess I'm the spearhead of that. On the real ID Act, we had a meeting with the head of the DMV here in the state. A meeting with the head legislative aide.
That's right. You've been in the front page of the paper, and they're going,
yes.
Why doesn't the pastor like this? And you've had Christians call you up and go, it's of the Lord. We must take it.
Oh, yeah. Well, of course. Why should we fight this Bible? Well, I won't get into that. That's going to be a whole sermon by itself. But the head of the DMV is on our side, not necessarily for the same reasons, but he's on our side to stop this. He's going to recommend to the governor that we don't do this. His head legislative aide was there. Also, their head lawyer was there. And the comments of the head of the DMV, who was interviewed, by the way, by a Washington paper, and I was also in the Washington mainstream paper this last week, said that these men, talking about myself and some other men with me, presented their case very precisely and to the point, and well-spoken, well-versed in what they were saying as opposing the real ID on scriptural and constitutional grounds. So they know we're not fools, and I think we've earned respect in their eyes that we are
Pastor,
not.
Pastor, they would never get this through if Pat Roberts wasn't supporting it, and he now gets on TV and says, we need national ID cards. He even says microchips are good.
Well, he is part of the establishment. Obviously, he's a Mason. We know that for a fact. He's a part of the Masonic Lodge. He is absolutely on the other side, and I will say this on your program, my program, I don't care whose program. When you go to the ones who are getting the most coverage by the press, believe me, they're on the other side. They bring them out and put them in mainstream articles and papers, saying, yeah, they're for this. Matter of fact, Pat Roberts said he's for abortion. He believes Chinese have a right to kill their children because they're populated. This is his own
word. He's not just for a woman killing a baby. He is for the government doing it.
Absolutely. And as long as Billy Graham coming out and saying that you don't have to know Christ to be a Christian. I have all this on videotape. I'm not making this up. I have Benny Hinn passing the heroin pipe around. His brother died the night he did that. I have that also on videotape. These are for real things, which is a little bit off topic, but nonetheless, the beast system, exposing the beast that you offer now through your ministry, or through your program, and thank you so much, 7 hours of absolute powerful teachings by Joan Bion, Dr. Bill Deagle, David Joyce from Christ on there, I'm on there, Craig Roberts on there, exposing what's going on behind the scenes to bring in martial law, the beast, the mark of the beast, the ID card is all there, and folks, you got to get that to see it, to believe it.
And the top preachers, when it all happens, are going to say it's Jesus.
Absolutely.
They say we must follow governmental leaders, and so when we have an Antichrist, they By the way, the Antichrist of the Bible says he's Christ. Well,
that's
see,
right.
They're going to say it's Christ. They're ready to worship the Antichrist right now because Christians can't be here when the Antichrist is here, so it must be Jesus. We're all going to be raptured.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
Don't worry, this show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. I
fell in. Your calls are coming up in the next segment. Those of you that are holding and anybody else who wants to call in, 1-800-259-9231. Pat, Chris, David, and others will get to your calls. Pastor Butch, last night I was up here at the office and I had your radio show on in the background. I heard you interviewing the gentleman who sued the government over making him use his Social Security number. He got a big settlement, and now no bank will cash it without the Social Security number. But I wanted to add something here. The same welfare systems, the same tracking systems, the same biometrics, the same vaccine systems. It's global now. They write these laws up internationally, lobby the federal and state governments to pass them. It's happening everywhere. This control grid is going in.
Well, the national ID card, for example, becomes law in our nation, supposedly, in January 2008. Also becomes law in China in 2008, January 2008. And in Canada, 2007.
And so that's what Tony Blair's targeting, 2008.
Yeah, exactly. This is a worldwide phenomenon, folks. This is not, please, you Christians out there listening to this, we're trying to tell you that this is a Mark the Beast system at its fullest extent.
And they have to put the system in before they launch the really big attacks. That's how it works every time.
Absolutely. And that's why I'm begging people to come to a seminar on June the 3rd. Alex, I'm really asking and pleading with them to come. Now, they want, and I won't have time to get into detail on that right now because we're running out of time, but if they want more information on a seminar on June the 3rd here in West Virginia, they can call me toll-free after we go off the air at 800-777-4403. That's 800-777-4403. Or they can go to the website, pastorbutch.com, and see more about it on there. And we'll talk to them about it. I want them to come because I want them to see the truth. This one is entitled The Reality Zone. And, Alex, that's what people don't want to face today. They don't want to face the reality of where we are. We are living in perilous times beyond our understanding. Even you and I, I'm convinced, as much as we are maybe are more advanced than some, don't know all of it, probably because if we did, it probably put us insane, because Satan's powers are not lacking in this world today. They're gaining momentum.
Well, you're a pastor, and in the first hour, something I talked about a few months ago came back up. The Chicago Tribune, the BBC, openly reporting that child kidnapping rings, kidnapping hundreds and hundreds of thousands of children every few months, openly are operating and have registered lobbyists for Halliburton and DynCorp lobbying the government not to enforce law and stop them. Can you imagine child kidnappers openly have lobbyists? It's in the Chicago Tribune, and no one gets in trouble. And then White House counsel John Yoo says they can torture children sexually in front of their parents. I mean, they're openly announcing evil that the Nazis didn't even openly announce.
Well, and then when you and I would dare protest in public, in, as you mentioned, the China lady that protested who when he was over here was taken and arrested and charged with a felony. When that, they can do that and be arrested, but the other side can openly and out in public molest children and get by with that. Yes, Alex, this is calling good evil, evil good. We're living in the days of, that was prophesied 4,000 years ago, and people need to wake up to this. We're seeing the end of America as an era. If the people don't repent and come back soon,
well, the Bible tells us, well, you're right, the Bible tells us that Satan's the great deceiver. He's a master at deception, and most of the Christians I know just say, Alex, I'm glad all this is happening. It means I'm going to be teleported out of here soon.
Oh, yes.
And even if that was true, which obviously it isn't, don't they have a responsibility to defend the innocent, or is it better for them to tie a millstone around their neck?
I can tell you this, according to the scriptures, and again, it will be a teaching all unto itself. About what I just finished another updated version of Render to Caesar, 3 hours long, so 2 hours long. I'll be seeing a copy of that real soon if you look at the view. We go through a three-hour detailed teaching of what rendering unto Caesar means, and that the church is accountable to fight, battle evil on all levels. If we do not, according to James chapter 5, then we're denying our Savior, and we are worse than the infidel, and we are going to go to hell.
Well, you judge a tree by its fruits.
Absolutely.
If it is the church, it's going to fight evil. If it isn't fighting evil, it's the devil's church.
Those who are sitting back waiting for the rapture, once saved, always saved, live like hell and go to heaven, the theology that's been taught and believed, are deceiving people into hell. That is Satan is so gleeful to hear that. I've heard it said to me hundreds, if not thousands of times, well, what can I do? It's going to happen anyway. This is Bible prophecy. Well, it was in 1776 also. It was still in the same Bible then.
Hitler, Stalin, Mao,
absolutely.
Every time the Christians thought they were about to get raptured.
And in China, a lot of the Christians over there who believe the rapture theory said they were told they would not be tortured to death. They've lost faith in a lot of Christian teachings because they were lied to by false teachers. Maybe the false teachers didn't know they were teaching a lie, but nonetheless, it was to destroy you.
Well, I mean, it runs through the entire Old Testament and New that God's people will be persecuted. You will
Amen.
Be tested.
Hosea 4:6, the people destroyed for lack of knowledge.
But, I mean, is it not true that we are expected to be persecuted? That
absolutely.
That's a mark of our master?
It has been since the beginning.
All right, we'll be right back with Pastor Butch. We'll cover some more news, and we'll take your calls. But I watch these TV preachers, and it makes me sick.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
And now a word from Dr. Patricia Margitis from Stem Enhance.
I want to first thank the wonderful GCN listeners for supporting Stem Enhance. Now know that your own stem cells are your body's maintenance crew, and Stem Enhance makes sure that more of them show up for work every day. The truth is, the more stem cells you have in your bloodstream, the greater your health. If you believe there is something more for you, have a strong work ethic, and wish to participate in the monumental increase in the cost for natural health while gaining financial independence and monthly cash flow, then you are the right person. I personally invite you to join me as a distributor of Stem Enhance. I am committed to personally make sure you receive the tools needed to succeed. Remember, the first rule of success, you must show up. Call me, Dr. Patricia Margitis, at 860-567-7744.
That number again, 860-567-7744.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta Synthetic Oil Treatments, Protecta Engine Treatment, Protecta Transmission Treatment, and Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality because you expect the very best. We provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USFR1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USE-SFR, the number one, or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
Pastor Butch, we're going to be taking some calls here in a few minutes. Before we do, why do the elite try to bathe us in evil? Why do they try to tell us that evil is good? Why are they constantly trying to condition us to accept total wickedness as if it's good?
Well, that's I think, a simple question. I really have a simple answer. Because most of the people, anyone who's never known Christ knows does not discern good from evil. But according to Hebrews chapter 5, last few verses, and chapter 6 of the Hebrews, even the Christians are deceived because they have not exercised their senses to be able to discern between good and evil. So therefore, they fulfill the evil side and do not realize you're doing it, Alex. And that's why Satan is called the great deceiver. And the lust of the flesh, we do because we don't even understand which one is good and which one is evil. When you have a Christian who questions whether abortion is good or evil, is that not a deceived person? Well, the question was, whether being a sodomite, they don't like to use the word, they like to use the word gay. I don't use the word gay, it means happy, it doesn't mean sodomite. When they question, is that good or evil according to the scripture? When Christians question that, and we see mainline churches, Methodist Church, the Church of Christ, other churches ordaining them to so-called preach the gospel, Do you not think that that obviously the flesh wants to go that way because we are ignorant of the truth?
But what do you see happening? I mean, you've lived a long life. You've seen a lot of things. What do you see happening in the next few years? Because everything really is accelerating right now.
If there is not a repentance of and this is 2 Chronicles 7:14, other places of Scripture, unless his people, and I'm talking about those who truly believe in the Creator, repent and get back on the battlefield, America is short-lived. What's left of our liberties are going to be taken shortly, and we're going to fulfill what I believe to be the destiny of America in our lifetime, that of the end time Babylon. And I can prove that also in Scripture in a lot of different places. But these are things, Alex, that I don't want to see happen. For my sake, your sake, our children's sake, you have your children, lovely children. I have 3 grown sons and 5 beautiful grandchildren. I want to do good so that they may reap the fruit of my labor in their lifetime. But if we do not do it, then we can certainly not say that we cannot say that we love our children. We cannot say that we love our Creator. To battle evil is proof of our discipleship and our the Lordship of Christ as our head. To do anything otherwise is blasphemy and hypocrisy.
Well, there's also a spirit of fear, and I'm not saying I'm a tough guy or I've got a lot of courage. It isn't even courage. When I see corruption, when I see evil, I hate it. I want to fight it. I want to resist it. It's a survival mechanism. And when I see bullies robbing somebody or picking on somebody or, I become enraged. And that's an instinct I have in me. I guess you could call it a spirit.
What is a spirit?
And then I see the spirit of weakness and the spirit of giggling and snickering and thinking corruption is funny. There's nothing funny about it.
Revelation 21, the first ones cast into hell are the fearful. That doesn't mean that we enjoy being persecuted. It does mean that we don't fear for the flesh and the pain of the hurt. Even Christ himself in the garden prayed, Father, be thy will, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will but thine be done. We don't want for being whipped or stoned or put in prison. But the fearful, those who lack faith to follow their Creator, are cast into hell first. That's in the Bible. It's in Revelation 21. They can read it for themselves. And faith is what keeps us going strong.
Let me ask you a question. What is it when you get to a point where you're not even worried about it, you don't even care anymore, you can't even control yourself, you must fight the corruption, you must fight the enslavers, because that's the point I got to over a decade ago. There was some fear before that. What is that point when you're comforted and you don't care?
That's what Jeremiah 20, when Jeremiah spoke out himself, he said, I made up my mind, I'm not going to speak anymore in your name, talking about the Lord, of course, Yahweh God. I'm not going to preach anymore in your name. Because everyone mocks me, he said, this word is a fire in my bones. It will consume me if I don't let it out. So that's when you reach a point that you know that you have to speak, where it will literally destroy you inside not to do it. The fear is gone. You come to the point where you no longer fear, you no longer care what the enemy thinks. You're going to do what's right because you serve a greater God than the God of man. That's why the Render to Caesar series that we just finished up, 3 hours, our updated version, is so important. Because according to Scriptures, obedience is worship. And according to Romans 6:16, to whomever you obey, that is your God. And I will not, I cannot obey man's dictates for the contrary to the laws of my Creator. And this is Bible, and I must live by that if I expect to spend eternity with him. To do otherwise will send my soul to hell. And Alex, I don't want to see that happen to myself, to my children, to your children, to anyone else out there. I want the truth brought forth.
Well, there's certainly a real hell, but earth itself, if we go along with evil, turns into a hell.
So Proverbs 17:9, I believe it is. I'm blank on that. 9:7. So Proverbs 9:17. A nation forgets God is turned into hell. Turn into hell. Now, America is turning into hell. As a matter of fact, the judgment for evil, according to Scripture, is more evil. Evil multiplies as judgment upon evil.
Well, God gives you over to the evil.
Absolutely. He gives you over to the evil and to reprobate mind, Romans chapter 1 and 2. You're given a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. In other words, nothing bothers your conscience anymore. Your conscience becomes seared. And that's how Christians in church today can step through service after service, and while they're doing so, they're murdering 3,000 to 4,000 babies a day. The sodomites are marching on the streets naked, and the church is silent because they are reprobate. Their conscience has become seared. Nothing makes them blush anymore. The children of the so-called Christians dress in ways that 25, 30 years ago, the heathen didn't dress. This is all because our conscience has become seared. We are reprobate-minded in the so-called church today. That's why Pat Robertson gets by with what he does and the rest of them. We have lost our conscience. Because of that, we've damned our nation.
Well, yeah, I mean, 100 years ago, you couldn't find a large group of Americans to torture people and deal drugs and all the corrupt police and the rest of it. They're evil. The globalists had to spread evil and make us evil so they would have servants.
And the only way they could do that was to get to the pastors and get them to surrender or compromise. I heard an old preacher one time say, that which we tolerate today, we will embrace tomorrow. So compromise and toleration are the words of the day. We must tolerate evil to go along with them so we can do right. That is never scriptural. To love God is to hate evil. That's what the Bible says.
You know, you fought for this country, or believed you did, in covert operations in Vietnam and Cambodia. What is it like to see tens of millions of illegal aliens wrapped in foreign flags screaming they're going to bring America down, and then to watch our media try to spin it and say, oh, let's tolerate?
Well, it breaks my heart beyond belief, but again, it's fulfilling the scripture of America, the end time Babylon, a nation of mixed peoples, multicultural society, which will never stand long. There's no such thing as multicultural societies ever last.
Well, judged nations are always usurped.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And to have a multicultural society means that you have no culture at all. We've lost our Christian European culture, so therefore we've lost our direction. We've lost our heritage. We've lost our roots. We're like a tree without roots. We're withering up and dying. Because we've lost.
Well, that's what globalism is. It's knocking out every country's sovereignty.
Absolutely.
It's destroying every culture.
New World Order.
Let's take some calls here. Let's talk to Pat in Ohio. Pat, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, I was, my question was regarding the gentleman that's on trial. I think his name is Massawi.
Yes, the stage trial.
Oh, you think it's a stage?
Yes, the whole thing's been staged from the start. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, how come the defense lawyers won't go to the people you know, like the International Language Department guy who said that these people were not terrorists, but they were government agents? How come you would think he would connect with these kind of people so he can put this kind of information out to the public? Because Massawi is running his mouth telling
everybody. Well, you don't think court-appointed lawyers in these cases are real. I mean, in Oklahoma City, Stephen Jones didn't ask for the 12 surveillance camera tapes showing with McVeigh with other people and showing the BATF on the ground. You don't think, I mean, number one, he said he's a patsy, he was set up. Now he changed his tune, and now he's obviously been tortured, and he's singing like a canary.
Yeah, I mean, he's given America the impression there were real terrorists. And then when you know, when we believe that these people were government agents, it's like a hard sell to America.
Thanks for the call. If people think it's a hard sell or being lied to, c'est la vie. This is a government that admittedly, you know, claims there's WMDs. It's Bush says, I'll arrest whoever leaked Valerie Plame's name. Turns out it's him. I mean, they lie. That's another phenomenon, Bush. These people lie and lie and lie and lie and lie and lie and put out fake Bin Laden tapes, and then people still believe what they say.
Well, the lady just called in. I don't think quite understands how prevalent this conspiracy, and it is a conspiracy, is. Every aspect of our lives today is controlled by the world powers, if you will. This Massawi was at first he denied all this, now he admits all this.
Yeah.
All this is conspired, and the defense lawyers are on the side of the conspirators.
Pat, I got to let you go.
Okay.
Thank you for the call. That's the cue, folks. Let the callers go. I want to take a bunch of other calls here, but she brings up Massawi. Here's the problem. You bring up an issue like this, I could talk about it for 3 hours and then convince people. Number one, the FBI agents over 50 times asked for wiretaps to search his computer and were told no. Their superiors, who then got the biggest cash bonuses in FBI history for covering it up, told them you'll be arrested because the FBI the low-level people began to refuse to follow orders. And some of them were even city chiefs, so they're not really low-level. Bush signed W-199-I, ordering the FBI and Defense Intelligence and CIA to back off of these people. Okay, so they needed a few patsies, so Massawi was one of their little patsies they had, one of their little provocateurs, who you know, they didn't have involved in the so-called hijacking. Then they bring him in. Even the federal judges said that it's been a kangaroo court. I mean, even the Washington Post has had to say it's not a real trial. So if somebody's really guilty, they get a real trial. Now, even if his defense is real, which the evidence shows they're not even allowed to bring their own witnesses. Massaoui, when he did have another defense team a year ago, remember, Butch?
Yes.
He said, I want to call, you know, some of these government agents. I want to call some of these people that are in government custody. They're really government agents. Remember he said that?
Yes, he did.
Then he disappears for 6 months and comes back and says, no, you know, I did it. It's my fault. I mean, a government that tortures and kills, you know they've tortured him.
Either that or offering a good payoff.
Let's go ahead and talk to Chris in Canada. Chris, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thank you so much for what you're doing. I read the article a few weeks back of Steve Jones from BYU.
Yes.
Right? And I called a few structural engineers because I wanted to get another opinion, an expert opinion on that paper from some universities in Canada. And what they did is they said that they wouldn't even look at it because they accepted the opinion of a fellow named Abul Hassan Hastanay Az from Berkeley, who spoke before Congress.
Yes, that's what happens. They say, we will not even do the math. We will not even look at how the buildings fell. But we have Kevin Ryan, who was the underwriter for Underwriter Laboratories, saying that it's impossible. We have all these other engineers and the heads of mining colleges saying it. And Professor Stephen Jones's research is conclusive.
Well, you know, it's, and I think they're just stuck in their little ivory towers, is the problems. But I picked up the phone. I called this fellow, Abul Hassan Hassanayans, very nice guy. And I said, I want to send you the paper, and I'd like you to look at it. He said, well, I'm very busy, but I'll do my best. So I gave him a few weeks to look at it. And then when I called him, oh, and also, at that time, he said he thought the whole idea of it being an inside job was foolish, was ridiculous. And I said,
so
well,
up front, he's telling you he's got this precept.
But you know what? Interesting thing. Now, after he said, you know what, I wish I had the time, and he's a sincere guy, I'll give him that. He said, I wish I had the time to properly look at it, and I don't, but from what I've seen, now I'm 50-50 on the issue. This is the guy who spoke to Congress, and now he's 50-50 on the issue?
I tell you what, and I remember seeing him and hearing him, give us his full name, we'll put you on hold, give us his phone number.
And Alex, again, thank you so much for what you're doing. It's a mess up here in Canada, too, and nobody gives a crap, it seems, about what's happening to this world.
Well Chris, I appreciate that, but will you, do you have his number in front of you?
I will get it in 2 seconds.
Okay, we're going to put Chris on hold. Scott, get that info, that name and info from him. That's big. Let's go ahead and talk to David in Georgia. David, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how are you doing today?
Good.
I'm calling in regards to, I've called in a couple months ago. I'm one of the soldiers that have been called back after serving prior service.
That's right.
I'm pretty happy to say that I'm not reporting, and I've already missed my report date, and I'm actually going through the process right now of administrative separation. But I'm not calling about me.
But,
I'm actually calling about a gentleman.
Let me back up for those that don't know. Soldiers who serve 2, 3, and even 4 tours overseas, we didn't even do this in World War II or Vietnam, are being forced to re-up. It's a draft of those that have already served. I want to get Butch's comment on that, then you can finish up.
Okay. All right, I will say this. Not only I don't hold you, sir, but I know for a fact you're calling men back in the 50s and 60s who are specialized in different, we'll say, doctors maybe or physicians in other fields. They're calling back up sometimes, I understand, that up to age 70, back in for service.
Yeah, I've seen 68. Coroners,
yes.
Engineers.
Yes.
Correct.
So this is happening, and you can look, and as a matter of fact, I've been looking for the type of work that I did during the Vietnam era, top secret crypto work, that I've been expecting something in the future. I know folks who are in my field have been called back, so it wouldn't surprise me to get a letter one day myself.
Right, okay. Well, the real reason I called, Alex, is there's a family that I think we really need to get behind, and this is Sergeant Kevin Benderman, and I just want to give you a story real quick. He served 10 years in the Army and just got back from Iraq in 2004. He was supposed to get out in 2005, but because of stop loss, they prevented him to leave. At that point, he filed for conscientious objector and was denied that, and the commander of his base wouldn't even look at the information. And at this point in time, he's actually serving 18 months in prison. And if I can, I just want to give out a website of BendermanDefense.org, and anybody who can get behind this family's cause, please do. I know we've got Cynthia McKinney support, and anybody who can help would be really
great.
Well,
I want people to, and I'm familiar with Mr. Bender's case, think about it. You serve multiple years over there. They engage in fraud with your contract, make you stay in there, and I hear neocons calling the shows and go, well, yeah, put them in jail. They need to. I thought we support the troops. 71% want to come home. 71% say the war is a fraud. Butch?
Oh, absolutely. As a matter of fact, desertions are a record level. I get emails from people in Iraq, they're serving soldiers, that email me and tell me that there's nothing fair about this, that we're murderers, and we know that. As in Vietnam, we knew this also. But I was naive enough to think back then because we packed drugs in body bags, shipped them home through Air America. I thought it was okay because that's how I was doing. We were naive. I was naive. That's why they take in 19-year-olds.
So, Butch, even back then when you were in covered operations in Cambodia, you knew about the drugs but made some excuse to yourself.
Well, of course. Of course, it's easier that way. That's what we're doing all. That's what we've done for years. That's why we're in this mess.
And that's why Butch isn't naive public like some of you out there, because he's lived. And the more you see of the underbelly, you figure out the underbelly is in control. Thanks for the call, David, Sean, and Frank. Last callers, all I have time for are you. And don't forget, I'm carrying Butch's new, almost seven-hour video, The Beast Exposed, at InfoWars.com.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documentary truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law, 1-888-253-3139, or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
We're carrying The Beast Exposed, available at InfoWars.com, the video and online bookstore, or you can call toll free and get it, or Martial Law, Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Loose Change, second edition. this new documentary about America's founding, my new film, The Order of Death, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or see all my films right now online at prisonplanet.tv, 15 cents a day. And all of your purchases make this broadcast and what we do here possible. So Infowars.com or 888-253-3139. I want to jam in two final calls, Butch, but you intrigued me with the Vietnam stuff. You hardly ever talk about that. When you were in Nam, you knew about how they were shipping the heroin back in the dead bodies?
Yes, and by the way, I wasn't in Cambodia. I was in Laos a lot.
Okay, I'm sorry. I always get that mixed up.
But, yes, we knew they were putting drugs in body bags that and stacking them up like wood bodies and shipping out in CIA covert action planes. I mean, Air America is for real, folks. That is no joke. It's for real.
So you witnessed that, or you heard about it?
No, I was on the base in Udon, Thailand, where they did it. This is for real stuff. This is no lie. This actually happened.
I've got to get you back on sometime to talk about that.
I mean, the things that we knew, and I was high ranking at all. I was a peon, I guess. I was only a sergeant, but nonetheless, I was in the area where it was done, and I was in the operations in communications where this type of thing happened a lot. And we did this. Actually, the war in Vietnam was about oil and drugs, also. It was not about.
Did you ever actually witness the bodies as they were putting the drugs in? Or?
No, the bodies were not in there at all. Just empty, but just body bag stuff with drugs.
Unbelievable! But you witnessed physically. You saw the heroin.
I saw the bags being loaded. Yes, those bags and stuff with the drugs and loaded on planes.
Unbelievable. Sean in New Hampshire, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Great to be on the show. It looks like New Hampshire is passing HB 1582 in the Senate, and we will be the first state to reject the Real ID Act.
Wonderful.
And
for those that missed it, you guys are rejecting the national ID card. West Virginia and many others are very close.
Yes, and
what was the House bill again, Sean? HB 1582.
It is HB 1582.
Okay, guys, thank you.
And we're going to reject the national ID card. Also, I wanted to mention, Alex, I was talking to a psychiatrist whose patients are coming in, and her number one problem is that they're depressed over the country and the things that are going on. And I've given her your information and stuff, and her number one prescription now is resistance.
It feels good. It's a lot better than Prozac.
Amen.
Sean, I couldn't think of a better caller. Thanks for that good news. Frank in Washington, last caller. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, thanks for the call. I just wanted to point out a couple things to you that I come across here searching the Internet.
Sure, go ahead.
One thing was, okay, I was looking for Chavez, and so in the Boston Globe, they have him having a kind of a reduction for heating oil for poor folks up there in the Northeast.
Yeah, I know. He gave us at 40% its cost. Heating oil, so he's evil.
And then the second thing that I saw after looking at that was, did you see the Stansberry and Associates article or whatever it is?
No.
Oh, God, this is comedy. It says the United States could become the new Middle East by the U.S. Energy Department survey. They said that they found oil underneath the Colorado Mountains. I'm like, that's... Okay.
We've got all we need in Alaska right now. Thanks for the call. Pastor Butch, I hope folks go to your seminar. They can learn more at PastorButch.com or CallDecision.com and fire out that toll-free number.
800-777-4403. And thank you, Alex.
You bet. We appreciate it.
God bless you.
You bet. God bless you. You take care, my friend. A great guy. He's up there in West Virginia with Hutton Gibson and the whole crew. All right, I want to say hi to Hutton and his wife, too, Joy. We're out of time, ladies and gentlemen. Back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2. God bless you all.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.